Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on Indiana Freedom, TalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 6th day of November, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a blistering high of 39 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And woke up, there's a dusting of snow. It's snowy out there. It's winter. I don't know. It is what it is. That being said, let's see what's on the itinerary. And I think you know what's on the itinerary, unless you've been lounging under a rock for the last couple of days, or well, at least since yesterday. Texas gunmen threatened mother-in-law who attended church where 26 were killed. And, of course, we're going to get into this as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTG.
Well, I was born in the Southland 20-some-odd years ago. Well, I left home for the first time, honey, when I was 4 years old.
I'm a freeborn man. Home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Like I said, unless you've been under a rock last couple of days, you know about the shooting there at the church in Texas. You know, it's a lot of speculation out there. And this morning I was listening to the intelligence report, and Mark had picked up an article. I went and looked at it, and there was no foundation for it. That said, he was a member of Antifa, which he may have been. We don't know, people. When they tell me something on that stupid box, I take it for what it is. Probably a lie. Most likely a lie. If there's any truth, it's a little bit of truth. And, well, I don't know. That being said, I've been watching these, you know, like there was supposedly the reverend and his wife. It looked like an adopted daughter. There supposedly it was 14 years old. That was killed in it, and I see these people talking, and I don't know, maybe people have become just totally different than what I think I know people are supposed to be. But I mean, I don't see no red eyes. I go back to when my brother was killed. I mean, God, that's been 40 years ago, or maybe not that long, maybe 35 years ago. But I mean, I was in my 20s. But I mean, the next day, I mean, talking to somebody, really? I mean, I wanted to be in a dark room. I wanted to sleep. It was like a migraine headache. The only way you could escape it was to be asleep. And then in the dreams, and then you'd wake up and, oh, God, let it be a dream. And I haven't woken up yet, you know. But I see these people come up and they just sit there and they throw, you know, spin their yarns. And, you know, sometimes they look, see, maybe what might be a little emotion, but wow. Like I said, I don't know. I don't know about any of this shit anymore. I see one act after another. I'll tell you one thing that this thing in Texas did accomplish. And that was Las Vegas where? What? Las Vegas shooting. Oh, that was like years ago, right? It's been already been declared the case closed with the, you know, the Radok guy, supposedly the only shooter. When you had the many eyewitness reports of the multiple shooters on the streets, and certainly, you know, the different casinos where the there was other shootings. Four, I mean, you got the Mandalay Bay, the Tropicana, New York, and Hooters. But somehow, you know, this year's just, I mean, I you wouldn't believe they'd be able to sweep something like that big under the carpet. I got an email from this guy we've been going back and forth with on the site, and, you know, he's claiming he's, you know, I got a video now. People are tasking me. So I'm going to watch this video. You know, he tries to claim that nobody was killed there, and I don't know. I like I said, I know one person who knew a person who got shot in the neck in Las Vegas. So at least that person was shot by somebody at some time, I would suppose. But, I mean, the way that, you know, they're like using the fact that the people are out here tearing apart their operations. They're like turning it. To where, you know, just muddy the waters. We've gotten good at, you know, seeing the discrepancies and pointing them out and saying, hey, you know, this couldn't be if this was. And now they're getting, you know, just throw 95,000 theories. Everybody was killed. Nobody was killed. There was nobody there. It was a, you know, one a gunman, 10 gunmen, you know, just throw it all out there and just leave a mismatch. And as long as nobody ever comes forward and says, well, this is what actually happened, I guess you're just left with that. That and the fact that it will keep popping up every time they talk about disarming our people. And again, I will remind everybody out there, they can't. We would have to do it ourselves, you see, and they know this. Because if they could, I promise you it'd already be a fait accompli. It would already be done. Anyway, Texas gunmen threatened, and you know, after I'd heard Mark talk about this article that I couldn't see, I could find no confirmation for it. Then I heard this story come out, you know, that his mother-in-law, Texas gunmen threatened mother-in-law who attended church where 26 were killed. And, of course, the mother-in-law wasn't there. So, you know, it's like everything else. The more they talk, the more confusing it gets. And so when they come out to clarify things for you, whew, hang on. This is from CNN. The gunman who killed 26 people at a Texas church had sent threatening texts to his mother-in-law, who attended the church he targeted, authorities said Monday. Devin Patrick Kelly had domestic problems and texted his mother-in-law as recently as Sunday morning, not long before he carried out the largest mass shooting in Texas history. I mean, here we go again. I'm betting you... If I get in my books, my history books, I can go back and find you a lot more people killed than just 20 in mass graft. I mean, Texas used to be a pretty rough spot. They just don't go that far back in history when they make their proclamations. The worst ever, really. I bet I can find one worse. We know he expressed anger towards his mother-in-law, who attends the church, said Freeman Martin of Texas Department of Public Safety. But his mother-in-law was not inside the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Spring when Kelly sprayed the congregation with gunfire. The youngest killed was a 17-month-old girl, her family told CNN. The oldest was 77 years old, Martin said. Texas Governor Greg Abbott called the slaughter the largest mass shooting in the state's history. Bull, bull, bullshit. Bullshit. I don't even have to look it up. It's bullshit. And Texas is, there's been some people killed in Texas over the years. Shooting in the state's history, but it's still unclear exactly what motivated the killer. We know that his ex-in-laws or in-laws came to church here from time to time. Wilson County Sheriff Joe Tackett told CNN. They were not here yesterday, so we don't know why he actually showed up yesterday. Investigators have reviewed video footage from inside the church, Martin said. Who was the shooter? The gunman has been identified as a 26-year-old Devin Patrick Kelly, according to law enforcement officials. Kelly was a member of the U.S. Air Force and served at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico from 2010 until his discharge, according to Air Force spokesman Ann Stefanik. He was court-martialed in 2012 for assault on his spouse and assault on their child. According to Stefanik, he served a year in confinement, received a bad conduct discharge, and had his rank reduced, she said. In April 2016, Kelly purchased the Ruger AR-556 rifle he allegedly used in the shooting from a store in San Antonio, Texas, a law enforcement official said. There was no disqualifying information in the background check conducted as required for the purchase, a law enforcement official told CNN. And, you know, it's all right away. It's about the gun. It's about the gun, people. I mean, when the guy, you know, in New York got up on the sidewalk and ran over a bunch of foreigners and a couple of Americans, was it last week or the week before? We get one of these every week here lately. There was no mention of the car, or, well, there was, you know, he rented the pickup down at the Home Depot, but, I mean, the construction of the car, was it an assault van or was it an assault pickup? What the hell was that? I mean, this notion that the gun is doing the killing, I mean, this is really drives me goddamn crazy. And, you know, of course, we got another article coming up talking about the fact that the Dems, of course, the Dems, and it's the Repubs too, because I've seen it over on Fox, have jumped up and, you know, talking about gun safety regulations, gun control by any other name, gun safety regulations. You know what we need to do, guys? I figured this out, man. I mean, these guys, I mean, they put all this time in all these think tanks, and I figured this out for them, and I'm throwing it out there for free. What we need to do is we need to pass a law against mass shootings. That would do it. I mean, this is at the core of the problem, right? Mass shootings. So we just pass a law against mass shootings, and that'll take care of it, right? See, they'd like to get you into that argument about the gun, like arguing, you know, that you shouldn't take my gun because. No, you can't take my gun because of the second article to my people's Bill of Rights. And, you know, they're building on this, and I heard one of them say it today. And I watched, it was on CNN, and they were talking about we have a mass shooting epidemic in this country. And then they started talking about how they're breaking these numbers down, because they said in the last 310 days, did you guys know that we have had 307 mass shootings? Really? This is what I said. So I turned the sound up. I had to hear this. So what they're calculating in here is any time four people are shot, anytime there's four people shot in the same incident, that's a mass shooting. And they're figuring in, come on, you guys ready? I bet you could have guessed this one. They're figuring in all the gang deaths where they're shooting, you know. We talked about this. You know, they tried this back when they did the Sandy Hoax, you know, and they were doing the school shooting shit, and they did the mall up there in Willamette, Oregon, I believe it was. And they're an epidemic, and they didn't have no epidemic. I mean, when you looked at the figures, gun violence is down, actually, 40%. What in the hell are you communists talking about? So what did they do? They started shipping in MS-13 gang members from El Salvador and from Guatemala and from Mexico and started pumping them in here and putting them all over the United States. Now, every time four people get shot, it's a gun massacre. And now today they declared it. We have a gun massacre epidemic in this country. Something has to be done. If Congress doesn't act on this, they're complacent. They're complacent in it, and they're a part of it. They're allowing it to happen. Anyways, here we have this guy here. I mean, another mass shooting, they say. Again, I haven't seen one drop of frickin' blood. And I mean, for a guy that was shot out on the porch and then out to his rig and the people massacred in the church, I mean, I don't know. I tell you people, I don't believe anything I see on the television anymore. Were people killed or hurt? I don't know. I really don't frickin' know, because I have no way. Unless I was there and I went in and looked at that church, how would I know?
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
It's total bullshit. These shootings are ranging from 20 to almost 60 people a pop. It's physical. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, the whole thing stinks. It takes a hell of a lot more than just one idiot to blow away these kind of people, man. It takes a lot more than just that. None of this makes any sense.
Yeah, you know, I think about it. I think about walking into a church. You know, what would the condition be? Now, I read just a while ago that there, you know, somebody talked about the fact that this was filmed because they film all their sermons at this church. And they said that they, when they looked at the footage, I mean, 30 people was a lot of people for that church. Now, if they were all kegged up to the front, I mean, could you walk in there with a 223 semi-automatic rifle and enough clips and kill them all? Well, yeah, you could. But I mean, in a situation, I don't know, you know, in a situation, I know what I would do. And I am, you can say what you want to do. You can say, well, you're just saying that, or you, yeah, right, or whatever. But I'll tell you what, in a situation like that, hey man, you got nothing to lose. I would have went for that guy. Everybody in there should have been going for that guy all at once if it happened. But I mean, like I tell you, I see these people on TV. They're supposedly, I mean, all these people dead. And man, they're just walking around. They're all wanting to get in on the camera, you know. And you know, the pastor and his wife. I cannot see people. I mean, I grant you that the girl that she had to be adopted because she was very dark complected, and they were white. And so, you know, maybe just didn't care about her that much. But man, somewhere down the line, I seen one guy that actually looked like he was crying, but he had his hands over his face, and you know, I don't know. But I'm telling you, every time I look at one of these events, I'm looking at people that just, they don't look right. It doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right.
Exactly. And the whole damn thing is, Henry, it doesn't make sense. It's just that, you know, you and I have been alive for a long time. This never happens. Maybe one or two, but not 20 or 50. These numbers are ridiculous.
Well, this guy here, this could be made to make sense. I mean, I could sit here and tell you a story and you know, make it all come out to where it would make a little bit of sense. I mean, this guy here, he was evidently deep into the church. This is a Baptist church, and now he's an atheist. So, you know, you got all these things flying around. But, and, you know, his wife, you know, had evidently left him. I mean, when he assaulted her and the child. Back when he was in the service before he got discharged. And I mean, I could see a scenario where her folks came from that town and that little church. I mean, if a small congregation, especially, I know about small town churches, where, you know, everybody knows everybody. And this guy just flat got stiffed. You know, you get to see your kid with a communist counselor 2 hours a month, but you're paying full. You know, you're going to work robbing you. You're paying fines. You're paying her alimony.
Yeah,
you're paying,
okay,
you know.
But let me just stop you right there. Cool. Okay, so he goes and blows away the goddamn, the in-laws, but not 20 or 30 innocents in a church. I mean, if you think about it, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous,
you know,
Mark.
It is
ridiculous,
so just,
unless you figure in the spoiler, my friend. Now, the spoiler is that he'd been on psychotropic drugs since he was in sixth grade. And I'll tell you, those were makes people just shit. I mean, you lose your mind. It could trigger shit like this all day long. So, you know, just the thing of him just resenting her and that church backing her, I guarantee you. I mean, you're talking about, think about it, Mark, you're talking about Texas. Yeah, I mean, the Bible Belt, I mean, there's a bit of a Bible Belt in Texas, in case you didn't know. I mean, the church.
So when we were kids, why didn't we read about this before? I mean, what all of a sudden in 2017, people start knocking off 30, 50 people at a time? Why wasn't this happening when we were kids?
Well, because the guy would go kill the old lady and bury her up in the hills, and it'd be years if anybody ever found out about it. There wasn't so much social interaction, so much support out there for each and every one of us from somebody else. It was, things were kept, you know, more personal. It was be a lot less apt because the guy wasn't on, you know, the psychotropic drugs weren't there when we were kids. And not to mention that the state wasn't in everybody's goddamn business like they are. And the church becoming a part of the state, they weren't in everybody's business like they are. But I mean, if you're going to go out and you figure that that church is, you know, helped her screw you. And I mean, and no doubt, I mean, they were tight in that church. You can tell that by the, you know, the way they talk on TV. Everybody knew everybody. And I guarantee you, if he was an atheist in Texas and he just got out of military jail for smucking her around, and I mean, there was no, he went, she was dictating his the terms of his existence. And there was no way he was going to buck it. I mean, no, where would you have the money after being in jail for a year? And then, you know, the psychotropic drugs. So he's sitting there and he just, you know, you sit there and you just steaming, screaming, steaming, just mad beyond mad. And finally, you just snapped. I mean, this isn't an impossibility. And to say somebody can't walk in with a semi-automatic AR-15 and light, kill 20 people, well, goddamn, Mark, you know they can. And, you know, those clips, I know that the Mini 14s, they go up to 40 rounds. But a 30-round clip, I mean, my goodness, it's a small room. And if you come in with the only way out and you're sitting there just cracking people, you could do it. But does it mean it happened? I don't know. I mean, the thing is, they'll lay it out there, and I could sit here and speculate all day long, and I could make up scenarios where it could be true and scenarios where it couldn't be true. Who the hell knows? How come we haven't got to see this guy who supposedly was outside, you know, the neighbor who came over? You know, I heard one report that he shot him with a shotgun. Or shot at him with a shotgun. And then I heard he shot him with a shotgun. And then the guy, he dropped his gun. He went and got in his rig and then took off. And this guy went over to the stoplight and got some other fella who was there at the stoplight and jumped in with him. And they chased him down until he went off the road and died. Now, then they say, was it a self-inflicted gunshot wound? Or did he, you know, one of the, I don't know, what did he, I mean, they can't even at this point be, you know, what gets me is, you know, they're holding back and there's no reason to. The people that are dead are dead. And the thing is, why not have the guy out there that did the shooting? What gun did he use to shoot this guy? What really happened? I mean, when they're doing it like this, when they're protecting things, I think they're trying to fabricate. And that means there was a purpose behind this, besides this guy, because this guy is already dead. If it was just some guy who, you know, just lost it and went into this church and shot up the church where his mother-in-law, or in, maybe is, I don't even know, they don't talk about the ex-wife. Why is that? Wouldn't she be key to the thought mechanism here? Well, I mean, were they evidently they were broke up. Why was he mad? Was she living with him? I mean, the things they leave out are just, you know, like the most crucial things that leave it open so that they can change it at will. That's what I'm seeing here. So whether it happened or not.
We're talking about Texas here. I mean, nobody was armed in that goddamn church. You know, come on. Someone had to have been armed. They would have blown that asshole away. I just don't buy it. The whole thing stinks.
It all stinks. And, you know, the fact that you want to sit there and say, you know, if these little children, like there was supposed to have been a pregnant woman killed and then a bunch of little children killed. And if it's true, you know, what a hard case to come out and just say anything about it. It might hurt their feelings. Well, sorry, that's what you get after Sandy Hook. I don't know that anybody was killed there, Mark. Do you? For real? Can you right now tell me absolutely?
No, all of a sudden it's 20, 50, 30, 40. I mean, when we were kids, it was one, two. You know, maybe the in-laws might have got it, but 20, 40, 50 people at a pop. This goes to Bolshevik Jew bullshit. The same. Get rid of the guns at any cost, any way possible.
You know what? But at this point, that's another one that's, you know, kind of hard, because I'm sitting right here, man. I hope they do. I hope they go for it. Balls of the walls. Come after the guns. Let's get this shit over with. I want you to do it. Well, that's what it's become out here. We're sitting out here going, come on, okay, mouth, step up and do it. Between the idea and the reality lies the shadow, and you got to get past that shadow or you're just pissing into the wind. You need to step up and do it if it is your intent. And then you have to wonder, if they're so goddamn scared to do it, they have to know they're going to get their ass kicked. So why keep playing these games? What are they distracting you? I think that this thing that happened in Vegas is, I mean, if they did do this as an operation, I say it was just to take the attention away from Las Vegas. I mean, no matter if anybody was killed or nobody was killed, they came out and said 58 people were killed. Now you put into the mix that you have all these videos coming out from people that were there that say they were eyewitnesses that say there were multiple shooters. Now that there is something that you can't reckon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you either kill all the witnesses, or you just ignore it. But then if you ignore it, it ain't going away, because that was Las frickin' Vegas.
Yeah, well, but it's always a suicide at the end. This punk was a coward. He wouldn't have put a gun to his head and pulled the trigger. He was a fucking coward, Henry.
Which guy?
You know, I mean, who?
Do you know that even a guy, you look at this picture on the television they show you, Mark. Do you know that guy did anything? Really?
Not if you look at the picture, he looks like a friggin' man from Mars, if you ask me. I've never seen him. He's ugly. He's a weird-looking dude.
But what I'm saying here is I don't know that anything. How can I trust anything? Sandy Hook, Now, Sandy Hook was just cold, flat, just busted. They were busted, flat-ass busted. The school hadn't been opened in a year. And, I mean, when you have an FBI agent come out and tell you, it didn't goddamn happen. So they're busted cold. And still, here we are today that I'm not in Texas. I cannot tell you if one bullet was fired there. I don't know. I see a bunch of people come up to the camera. I mean, when I know that there are troops of crisis actors out there that do this for a fucking living, and they're coming up and tell me, oh, yes, this happened and that happened. Well, okay, if you say so. But I swear to you, I couldn't believe none of this unless I'm standing there watching it anymore. That is how bad it has become. But I guarantee you,
they're not showing the body. It's always in the oven before we get to see anything. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, it's never any real evidence, Henry. You add up all these little things, and it kind of, you know, looks like a duck, walks like a fucking duck, quacks like a duck. What the fuck is it? It's not an ostrich.
Exactly. And where's all the coverage of all the funerals, 58 funerals in Las Vegas? I mean, and those people were from other places, too. Where all the, if this really happened, wouldn't they be all over those funerals? To bolster their position that says that they should be able to take my gun? No, they just want to put it out there. 58 people were killed. We need your gun. And we have an epidemic. I mean, and when they showed that the real, you know, numbers, the way they came out on that little survey I was talking to you about this gun mass shooting epidemic, they showed that, you know, just the ones we know about, and then the rest were a bunch of gangsters, you know, these MS-13 gang members we pumped in here for the very purpose of killing more than four people a day, you know. And it's just as blatant as a nose on your face. And when you talk, and when they bring up the goddamn, only thing they'll say about Las Vegas is a Radock and those bump stock things, you know. I mean, this is just so, what do you believe anymore, people? Unless I can't come up here and tell you people anything happened, I, by God, don't know. I'd be lying to you if I told you I did.
Just show me the picture of the guy laying there. I want to see his face and his goddamn gun. I want to see the bullet hole. We couldn't even see Bin Laden's fucking picture.
Uh-uh.
We never get to see anything. It's always got, we have to believe what they tell us. It's just all bullshit. Until I see evidence, I'm going to call bullshit, Henry.
Yeah, absolutely. And everything, you know, and this is all post them passing the law, or removing the law that said they couldn't lie to you. They removed a law that said the media couldn't give you false productions to try to manipulate. They removed that law. After that, to believe anything they say would be, foolish, wouldn't it? Anyways, guys, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
I don't care what you say. I go-
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Audio Slave with Drown Me Slowly. You know, back to the matter at hand. You know, what I see them pushing today is the same thing where they want to be able to come in. Everybody should have to go through a psychological test before they're allowed to own a gun. And this is what they're pushing for. And there's no phonier science or more fakeroo bullshit than psychiatry. I've studied the subject just a little bit. And by somebody's outward actions, I mean, you can predict what they'll do a little bit. But to pretend you know what's going on inside another person's mind, man, I mean, it's been my experience in life that most people, they build the image that they want to be projected out there to other people. And inside their minds, it might be, I mean, they could be 180 degrees. Go ahead.
Those psychologists and psychiatrists can't even solve their own problem.
That's a fact. That's it's a bullshit science. I looked at it. I did a lot of reading, and the closest thing that I found to true manipulation from one side, but that's not looking in somebody's mind, but using just the interaction of reality to control people was the Dianetics, you know, the L. Ron Hubbard shit they came up with. And I'm telling you people right now, that's what they're using on the populations in this country. That's what they're using in the think tanks. But to pretend that you can know what's going on in somebody else's mind is pure D bullshit. Because like I said, from the time you're a child, you're building the image that you want projected to other people. And man, I'm telling you, it's been my experience that it's never what you think you see. Go ahead.
I bet you Jeffrey Dahmer could have passed the background check.
You bet you he could have. You know, that's what I'm talking about here. But it's like, you know, they want to like they want to get their list. They want to be able. I mean, it's like the news. You know, fake news, real news. They want to sit down and tell you what's fake and real in a reality that you're conceiving for yourself. And you can see that what they're trying to project is something to manipulate you. But no, that's because there's an authority behind the thought, and that's what they want here. They want to get the authority to look at you and say, well, that person's dangerous. He shouldn't have a gun. That person, that cop over there who's already, you know, raped little children and stuff. Now he's okay to have a gun. Well, because the authority says to, and once you get it to that point of authority, it doesn't have to make one little bit of sense now, does it? We all know what the problem is in this country. You know what, Ben? You know, people killing each other. You know, like I put together the scenario where this guy has, you know, just been run over and just to the point of just, you know, screw it. What the hell do I got to live for? I mean, that's a plausible scenario. But goddamn, what drives people to this point? Yeah, Mark was talking about why you see so much more of it happening, if it is happening. Well, could it be that because of the social engineering and the fact that you're so much, I mean, into people's personal lives? That you cannot, I mean, you sit around your house and you think about your goddamn refrigerator looking at you or your screen on your computer. And it's just become, you know, yeah, they're spying on you. Really? God, do you know what my dad would have done? He's seen somebody peeking through his goddamn window. It'd been a shotgun blast to the face. We have completely lost grasp of reality, the real reality of who we are and where we're at and what's going on around us. To the point, I mean, and when you see it come out like today, you know, with, like I said, people saying nothing happened, everything happened, government, you know, an operation, this and that. I mean, that's what they want. They want you to be uncertain in every thought. That way you'll question yourself. That's why we have to, as a people, we have to keep going back to that Bill of Rights. This is the target. This is what they're after. Once they have that, they won't give a shit what you think, I promise you, because they'll have you under 110% total control. What they are concerned about is the fact that they do not have control of 75% of the population. I heard Mark talking about 60. It's not 60, Mark. I know you're looking at the numbers, but you're not figuring in the illegal aliens in that vote you're talking about. 75% of the people in this country aren't buying this shit. And now we're at the point of, like I said earlier, you know, it amazes me that people come up and bring any point from the propaganda that's put forth and try to emphasize on it or to build from it. How can you believe one goddamn word they're saying? You can't. So unless I see something with my own eyes, I mean, if I see it with my own eyes, I'm going to tell you what I've seen. But damn, can you trust me? This is what it's about, people. Could you trust me? If I came up and told you I've seen this or that, or somebody come in and, well, this could have happened, that could have happened. Well, yeah, in a world where it's all, where everything is lies, that you have to separate the truth out of the lies, like sorting fly shit out of pepper. Well, I guess this is kind of might be what they're looking for, isn't it? Whereas if we just came together and just put all this shit out of our minds and said, well, just like I said earlier, you know what? You don't have to keep killing people because you're not going to change my mind. No matter if you are killing people, you don't need to because it's not going to change my mind. You're not getting my gun. You come for it, you're eating lead, period. And I think that this is driving people to that absolutism in this realm. And in that way, I guess it's a good thing. But my God, look what we're going through. Go ahead.
Hey, I mean, it goes a little bit farther, you know, than believe what they say, because if you go back, I wonder what, maybe the '70s when they was on the TV, and they was talking about Operation Mockingbird, how the CIA is infiltrate all the news agencies, man. You don't believe nothing what they tell you. It all stems back to me to Operation Mockingbird. You know, they CIA. All these little phony alphabet soup agents, man, they all are together with this old stupid news, man. CNN, the Fox, they all are together.
You're right. And I'll tell you what I'm seeing also along with this psychology angle that they're pushing is that the churches, see, we can trust these churches. That church down there, I'm going to tell you guys something, Judeo-Christians, those people in that congregation are backing the invasion of your country. They are backing a foreign king over in Israel, over the people, American nationals in this country. And the bottom line here is that, you know, that when Trump was running for president, all the evangelicals, all of them up there around this God thing, there's an angle to that. You got to know it. It's when you get to the realm of evangelicals, you're talking about fraud. You're talking about usury at the highest level. And I can see it now. Well, we can't trust the government, but we could trust the churches to say who should have a gun. And I seen that little bit of a push. The bottom line is we got to simply say, you know what, you sons of bitches. That second article says what it says, and I seen one guy's little video, I think Katie sent it in, and this guy starts talking about the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. No, the First Amendment is the Bill of Rights to the Constitution. See, these people that are talking, he goes, the Constitution and the Bill, whatever it is, the Bill of Rights, he says like that. You don't even know what, you don't even know who you are. You do not know who you are, and you're up on YouTube, like, he's probably getting, you know, making more money than From the Trenches has ever made. And doesn't have a goddamn clue of what he's talking about. But hey, man, he tips his hat the right way and he says all the weird things just the right way. So, you know, and stays just enough. He's stupid enough till he's no threat to him. So he gets to make the money. But when you get down to the nitty gritty, how could anybody not know their goddamn Bill of Rights and what it means? And forget about that fucking Constitution. It's completely out of play at this point in the ballgame. They're after your Bill of Rights, okay? Nothing more, nothing less. Once they got the Bill of Rights, forget about the Constitution. They've already been running things like, I mean, they've seized power using a document that wouldn't allow them to seize power. What the hell does the Constitution have to do with anything? We're back to the people. Are we going to be slaves? Are we going to stand these son of a bitches down? And like I said, they want to come after them guns. Man, they need to pass these goddamn laws and get to enforcing them. Otherwise, I mean, how many of these things? I mean, it's getting to be old hat. Oh, another shooting. Really? Really? We're going after guns? Yeah, really? Yeah, well, okay. Wow. We're going to do it? You see what I'm saying? And then they act like it, because at the upper echelons, I'm telling you, too, this, in the Congress and the Senate, them guys know. Like I said, they try to act like they're separated, and they are, I mean, as far as their elitism. But don't you think they don't know what's going on the streets and what the people are saying? And I mean, you got one faction up there that want to go for broke. They want to do it, and they, with full intent of bringing outside forces in to take our guns. And you got the other group that's listening and looking, and you know they've been the other side of the coin to the extent that they understand who's out here and what we'll do. And they're like, God damn, man, we go against them. I mean, they're cowards, but they know the second they try it, it's war, and it's a war they're not going to win because we so outnumber them.
You know, the thing is that if toilet plungers could kill people, you'd see murder by toilet plunger tomorrow, 50 dead.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, this is what I'm, I mean, whatever the powers that be feel it's a threat to them, they're going to try and eliminate it.
Well, you see the different angles they come at you. Firearms have become irrelevant in war, but they want them goddamn firearms. They're scared to death of them. And they can't come and get them because, well, we'd shoot their asses. So they are relevant. And, you know, they tell you, soldiers are irrelevant in war. But why the hell do we got soldiers all over the goddamn place fighting wars? You know, it's all a mind game. And, I mean, even down to these little incidents we keep coming across here with the shootings. You got to understand. They have people. It is their job, and they make outrageous money because they're working for the powers that be. They have sold us out to beyond selling out. And see, they've took all the petty psychology classes. They understand the manipulation on wide scale, using fear. I mean, you put somebody in a state of fear and give them a suggestion. I mean, this is what they do. This is what I'm talking about with the L. Ron Hubbard stuff. It's about, I mean, the whole thing is to get you in a state where the analytical part of your mind shuts down a mite. And then they lay a suggestion in there. Well, that's the answer because my mind ain't in the proper mode to think this through correctly to understand what the true intent here is. And this is the game they've been playing for so long. Now, see, they've tried these different things to try to affect, 23 little children killed. But then we turn around and go, what about the 17 you burned alive in Waco? Who in the hell do you think you're fooling? You're going to pretend that you think that we are going to believe that you care about us? See, that's where they're losing this game. Because they have made it abundantly clear by breaking us, by putting our people out on the streets and in tent cities. They don't give a shit if we live or die. So when they come up with this thing, well, your church got shut up and we're real concerned. We're going to take everybody's guns for to make you safe. And we're looking at them like, you double-eyed devil son of a bitch. We know exactly what you want. You want what they wanted back in 1917 Russia. You want to eliminate the only danger that exists to you in this day and time. That's the only way you can accomplish your New World Order and go to work on those Georgia Guidestones. You have to eliminate the armed American population, which is the largest army to ever exist on this planet, which is big enough right now to take the world. And they know it. They're playing with fire. But, it has always been their downfall that they can't stop. And it's the greed at the heart of it. Because even as we're sitting here talking about this latest little episode that's either orchestrated or not, and who gives a shit at this point in the ball game, but they're stealing us blind, people. They are stealing the wealth of our nation. They're getting ready to turn the crude up in Alaska, over in the Alaska wilderness that we ain't been able to touch for 50 years, over to the fucking Chinese. Do they think we're that stupid? What would they do to get what they want? Is the only question. And the answer is there is no limit to what they will do to get what they want because they don't even think of us as human beings. We are goyim, soulless animals. It's like a goddamn herd of dogs in their way. Bap, 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 bap. Oh, I love dogs. I hate to bap, bap, bap. See, dogs get hurt. Bap, bap. Don't you see what I mean? But when they come up on they'll have a little puppy in their arms. I mean, it's like Cruella de Vil with a little puppy in their arms and a puppy purse made out of the skins, okay? This is where the people are off tilt. This is why it has to be the Bill of Rights. It's simple. It's plain. And once we get it, we can straighten this goddamn mess out. And without it, we're never going to straighten this out, people. It is the formula for fixing what is wrong in this country. And they know it. That's why it must be destroyed. It would return us to a position of sovereign power where we don't bend a knee to no goddamn body. And where, I mean, you think about these son of a bitch like this Blumenthal. He's up there again today. And just, I want you guys to just, look at this man. How he looks like he's tough. I'll tell you, I'll walk up and I'll knock him out of his fucking shoes. One hit. And I mean, if he's conscious, he's going to be peeing himself like a little girl. But this guy, he's going to stand up. I'm moving these guns. Are you? Well, get your ass over to my house, you Blumenthal, not somebody you hired with my money to rape my rights. You get your bad ass over here and do it. And you know what the answer to that is? Of course not. That son of a bitch doesn't even wipe his own ass. He's too scared to. But he's going to take my guns, you think? No, he's not. He knows he's not. He's got to try and manipulate and use my own wealth that is being stolen from me to hire somebody to try to take my freaking guns from me. And that's not going to work because there just ain't enough of them. Remember when back when Glenn Beck was, you know, got kicked off of Fox and all that, during that little period of time, he come up there with his little board and said they were prepared to kill 25 million Americans to accomplish their goals. How many of you think that, we're Americans, God damn it. How many of them are we going to take with us if they took 25 million? 100? 150 million? Where are you going to find 150 million goyim willing to go into the slaughter to turn the reins of power over to you so that you can enslave the rest of the world? You see, when you're fighting for your home and your heart, for your liberty and your freedom, you're a tough fight. It ain't going to be that goddamn easy. And even if they killed 25 million of us, there's still another 25 million and another 150 million. The bottom line is they've done the math and they know they can't do this shit. Somehow, their brain trusts, their think tanks have got to figure this out to convince us. I mean, if they could get it to, I'm telling you, all bullshitting aside, they would have to figure some way out to get 75% of us to just to turn, and I mean all the guns we have in. And then they might have a chance with outside forces coming into our land to take the rest from us. But they, I mean, short of, you know, dropping biological agents on us and just, you know, our nuclear weapons, they cannot beat us, people. It's an impossible, it's a mathematical impossibility, and God damn it, they know it. And the reason I can sit here and tell you that's the truth is because they ain't done it yet. And if you think that they don't want it, you are sadly mistaken. They want that worse than it. I mean, this has held up their New World Order. It was a 100-year anniversary here of the Federal Reserve. You have all these dates coming up like Red October and all this stuff. This shit was supposed to be done by now. They've had their revealing. They're out in our faces and we haven't flinched. That's the problem. And we're not gonna flinch. Oh, let me see. Dems renew call for gun control in wake of Texas shooting. I mean, go ahead. I mean, that's what, I mean, go ahead. Everybody needs to say, man, you need to do this. You need to do this. You say you got 90% of the population behind you. What the fuck are you waiting on? Do it. And that 90% surely can come take the rest from the 10% of us, can't they? It's bullshit. It's a lie. It's like their goddamn little thing they put up today for the mass shooting. We called this 3 years ago. They'll pump the MS-13 gang members in here. They'll pump trash from all over the goddamn world in here and fly them into your neighborhoods and start this goddamn shooting shit. Oh, we have an epidemic that we caused. Of course, it's just like the Islamic thing. We have an Islamic problem that you caused. The opioid thing that you caused. Don't you see? And now we're going to have to, you're going to have to back a big police state to make you safe again. No, I don't. All I need is this goddamn 7mm and this 44 Magnum. I feel so goddamn safe. You wouldn't believe it. I'm not scared. Nothing to be scared of. And again, you know, in the final equation, what are they really doing here? They're trying to get somebody to write it down on a piece of paper and one of them sign it and the other one co-sign it and put a stamp on it and then go hire somebody with our stolen wealth to come and take our fucking guns from us. That's all there is to it. That's the bottom frickin' line. And that is reality that cannot be disputed. Democrats, this is from the Hill. Democrats are renewing their calls for gun reform. God love the gun reform. We're going to reform the guns. Make them guns reform and be good guns. After reports of a mass shooting at a church in Sutherland Springs, Texas on Sunday. Multiple people are dead after gunfire erupted at a church, which is not far outside San Antonio, according to reports. Senators Bob Grassley Jr., Pennsylvania, Dick Durbin, Illinois, and Kamala Harris, California, were among the Democrats who urged Congress to act. You see, these communists, they want this so bad. But there's an element up there, and I mean, they have their ears on the street. They know that when they do, you try this, all hell's going to break loose. It's a do or die situation. They're going to kill us, or we're going to kill them, and we understand that. See, these communists, they've been, you know, with the international communists, they've been telling them all along. Yeah, we've implemented all the program. Oh yeah, they're a bunch of wussies. They couldn't crack an egg. They couldn't whip the wind with a fist full of hammers. We got them. Look at them walking around there with their pants hanging down and their ass showing out. We can take these guys easy. But see, they had to use those tight camera shots because they were sent here and they were given billions of dollars to accomplish a mission that they did not accomplish. They got a handful. They got enough to fill up a TV screen. But that 75% out here ain't wearing their pants down around their goddamn knees. And they're not a bunch of pussies. They're sitting here gritting their teeth wanting to blow these goddamn communists right out of this country. And see, the ones that are up there that will not allow this to go through. See, they wanted the stealing to continue. Goddamn, you go break this loose. The stealing is going to stop for a goddamn while at least. And they know it. And so they're up there. Well, no, that's why you can't get it done. Because then you put that on paper and the people out here, they're telling you. They got their people on the streets telling them, yeah, they want you to do it. They're waiting for you. They want to shoot your ass. We can't do that. There's got to be a way to trick them. Because trickery is all that's got us to this point. This is how they've got this massive power that we think we're so goddamn afraid of. It's all been a goddamn bluff. It's a handful of little assholes that is running roughshod over the baddest ass people on this planet. And they know it.
You know, Henry, October Chicago killings, 53 in 06 and 017. 016 was 80.
Yeah.
I got a feeling there's a little bit of selective, white versus Mexican going on here.
The
killings in America is nothing new. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah. It's the drug gangs. It's how they got that number for their epidemic. It's, you know, they brought all these MS-13 gang members in and said, you can have the streets of Chicago and all the money that goes along with the drug trade if you can shoot the blacks out of there. And this is what's going on. So now that we got a gun epidemic, we got all of it's happening in Chicago, but we got this epidemic across the country. We got to go for it, man. Okay. Do it. I'm daring you. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just look at them. Okay. Go ahead. Do it. And that is the Word from the Trenches. Stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio with my bro Spike Timmons coming up right behind me here.